A while ago, I asked a couple of my friends, if Jesus was coming in 3 years, what would your reaction be? How would you live your life? I know I've talked about this on the podcast, but I'm being led to talk about it again today. Now, in all sincerity, I got good answers. You know, someone said to me, oh, I don't want him to come on my wedding day. I want to really have time to enjoy that feeling of being married. And I asked one of my friends again, and they said, I want to enjoy the joy of carrying my own baby. You know, that's motherhood feeling. Something I had not experienced before. And the reason why I asked this question is because someone asked me this question as well. She said, Kyo, if Jesus was coming in 3 days, what would you do? I'll probably go on a fast until that hour. I'll probably stay on my knees praying. I'll probably close my eyes and not for a second open them to see the world. I'll close my eyes and pray. Pray so much that my eyes will bleed because I'll be squinting so hard. Because I've thought about this a lot of times. So many times, if Jesus was actually 3 days away, if rapture was 3 days away, how would I react? How would I live my life? Now, the answer to this question is not just from me. It's not me that's asking the question. If I pose this question to your heart, you know it has to be divine. The answer is, what are you doing right now? We are meant to be watchmen. We are meant to stay awake and hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus. To be prepared every single second. So if you live your life like every second really matters, because it does. Now, I'm not saying, the reason why I said it, I actually got valid answers, because that's where the world is at right now. The last episode I did was on Christian influencers. And I know why I did that episode. We need to be aware that at all times, we have to be prepared for the coming of our Lord Jesus. There is no greater glory. There is no greater glory for us to receive than that comes from Jesus. That the glory that comes from Jesus. At every point in time, our lives need to reflect this. Our lives need to reflect this. We need to be at our post. There's a hymn that says, I'll be a true soldier. I'll die at my post. We do not know when the master is coming, but we need to stay awake at every point in time. You need to live life like he was going to come the next second. To be aware, to be sober. To be sober. I listened to Pastor Chris today, and he said, there are a couple of people that said, oh, I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life, and when I'm old, finally, on my deathbed, I'll remember Jesus. But he said, you know what? He said, because you have lived your life far away from Jesus, to the point that even when you're about to die, you're not going to remember him. You would not even consider his love, because you're not familiar with it. These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves daily as we live. I can come online and give you a lot of message. So much dexterity in preaching. I can open scripture and give you rhema revelations. But the question lies, is that really important? Is your salvation found in how much you can break the scripture? for people to understand. No. There is a time everyone will answer to Jesus. Your time, your rapture might come tomorrow. We have no idea when we are going to go. No matter how much we love life, we do not know. We hope, of course, and we pray. And we have faith in Jesus. But what are you doing to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus? You've heard about it so much. You even had dreams a lot of times. But ask yourself again, if Jesus was coming in 10 years, in 5 years, in 2 months, what would your plan be? I wish I could share the episode again, but I just wanted to emphasize this. How would you live your life? How would you live your life? Are you living for the vainglory of the world? You're trying to amass everything you want to amass. So much ambition. So much ambition. Can you handle to be filled with so much ability? And yet, you leave everything for the cross. You surrender everything for the cross. I even heard someone say, oh, there's a lot I'm doing now. Jesus cannot come now. Someone in the church has said that. Said, oh no. Please, Jesus should not come now. I have a lot that I am doing. And you hear that mindset. I'll be rather much concerned about there are a lot of people that I haven't told about Jesus. I have not expressed Jesus to a lot of people. But he's waiting for you. I am here to let you know that Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you to pick up that dream that you had before. The visions of the night that he spoke to you about. The times where you called upon him and he answered you. If he was coming in 3 days' time, that thing he has asked you to do, please do. Do not keep it. People need to hear the gospel. We are seeing how everything is uncertain in the world. There is nothing certain. Today we think we're at peace, or everything is going well. Now the Israel fight that is going on right now currently with Hamas. There is coming war. There are things that are about to happen. And oh, Christian soldier, are you ready? If you say you were born for a time as this, where are your weapons? Where are your weapons, O Christian? Where is your praise and your worship to God? Why do you still have ambitions? Why do you still carry your 5-year plan? What will it do for you? Why are the systems of the world so appealing to you? What fame are you looking for? What glory? If not in Jesus. Some even hide and mask the glory of themselves behind that of the cross. I want to do it for God, but no, you want your name and your face to be seen. Have you surrendered yourself to Jesus? You want your name you want your name to be in the sands of time, to be remembered for what? For what? The glory in heaven is more than that on this earth. There is nothing here. We are pilgrims. We are oracles to carry the presence of God, and we are pure pilgrims because we are passing through. Let the word of God have dominion in your life so you can bring it to people to hear and see that even when you stand on the altar to minister, you have this thought behind your head, at the back of your mind, that Jesus is coming soon. So when you sing hallelujah, hosanna, and you lift up holy hands, you imagine yourself rapturing with a lot of people, not just yourself. You can't be that selfish. And you lift your hands up and you give glory to God. And you ask, Father, is this enough for you? Father, is this enough for you? Did I worship you well today? Jesus is calling you. And I am here. I am here to remind you. Have a blessed day. Thank you.